Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Capital Irish, Wellington's Irish Community Radio Show. My name's Andrew Kerr. This is my first show with the Capital Irish team, so thanks for asking me on. So I came, just a bit about myself, I guess. I came here 1995, originally from Portlaoise. Came for 3 months. That didn't work out very well, but it did. And I play a bit of music, I do a bit of teaching, and yeah, came to Wellington and fell in love with the place, as we all have. I won't say too much, or I won't talk too much during the show. There's a few songs and a bit of music I'd like to share with you. First one is one of my favourite bands from home, a band called Keela. If you're not familiar with Keela, they've been around a while. Probably since early 90s, I think. The frontman is a man called Ronan O'Snodig, who's from a Gaelic-speaking family in Wicklow. And he does a lot of his writing in Gaelic. And this is an example of one of those, and his fine Baron playing. They've done a lot of work on the WOMAD circuit, places like Electric Picnic at Home and that kind of stuff. And he runs the Irish language tent, I guess you would say, at the Electric Picnic. This track is called Toge Go Boge, which means take it easy.
Gaffa and I ten now really a non chalk that we may. Neither cogna saches kinta gane loch me. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hondola drone up for her a gun cousin and a heva to me. Hontar still hear a solo we shall roll a hunt down up to me. Skulun is here to the wind and my kyauna to me. Nyada kona saches kinta gan et aloy me. Oh, oh, lay, yeah. Et aloy me slanagwe. Slanagwe. Slam tamalin slanagwe. Yeah. Vol my love for Richard Bowler Malin now slanagwe. Slanagwe. Slanagi, slanagwe. Yeah, larma levari shabao. Lora grait, lana rehana tishka play avi me. Eglora kusho na koloro koko kina ranze lata me. Ekuru oitan malana nara galeshan spare ata me. Nadar kana sakas kita garisha mutan dek. Start our mission with Toge Go Boge. Glock, take a ray, Glock a mele. Toge Go Boge. Mobby, extra lancer. No lane now. Toge Go Boge. Glock, take a ray, Glock a mele. Toge Go Boge. Shenora hagan she. Hagan sagan she. Toge Go Boge. Clock, a great clock, come in, let's all get a ball. Tish can play, I mean, baby. I got a toss on the chef of the Marines, my clown, not on me. Guru, I can't hold on, not a galash and spur, I mean, baby. Let's keep the gut. Jock on with the radar, on a rushing with toke, go poke, clock, echo, ray, clock, come in late, toke, go poke, no be extra lancel, no lane now, toke, go poke, clock, echo, ray, clock, come in late, toke, go poke, chucky shay, nor a hog and shay. August Hagan Che Tog Ego Poke Glock Ego Ray Glock Coming Late Tog Ego Poke
Keela and Ronan O'Snodig, and you can hear all the various influences there from Western Africa to Eastern Europe. One of the best concerts I saw was the Olympia Theatre in Dublin. Would have been back around 99, 2000, around the millennium. And very memorable concert. Just having a look over some headlines from home, and it looks like the kind of starting to reopen, hopefully, from the beginning of next week. Vaccination plan looks like it's going to move to the over 50s. All sounds very complicated, really. Various easing of restrictions. I think there was talk of allowing outdoor dining and stuff like that. Leo Varad, of course, was saying that people will probably still be working from home as much as possible. Which brings me, I'm going to introduce you to the next artist now, who's a woman from Cavan called Lisa O'Neill. Lisa was here at the Irish Festival about, I suppose, 2.5 years ago now. Unique voice, I love her voice, and she's got a good sense of humor, as you can guess from this track coming up, which is... I suppose people of Cavan maybe might relate to sitting in your kitchen having some brown bread and Elvis Presley appears. So this is a track from Lisa O'Neill called Elvis, Give Me Irish Stew.
Faces and glass, really something, hey.
So that was Lisa O'Neill, Elvis in Her Kitchen. Make you wonder what's in the water in Cavan, wouldn't it? So part of my day job, I'm involved with many people from many different cultures all over the world. I was discussing during the week with some of them how we remain connected to our culture, whether that's through food or through music or through events, and all the little things that we do. One of the things I used to do was visit a man from Laois who came here in 1957 by the name of Archie Holmes. He's sadly since passed away a few years ago, but he made it to 103. And I'm sure some of the listeners would be familiar with Archie Holmes and his love of singing and his how he never would have any dead time in a conversation. He'd just break into a song or a poem. And one of the poems he used to recite, I came across this the other week when I was looking for something, was this poem called The Blithe Cuckoo. And I have it here and I thought it'd be nice to share it with you. I'm not sure if Archie wrote this. There is a song called The Cuckoo, which I think is a William Wordsworth song, I think. But anyway, so it goes a little something like this. The old man strayed in the headland shade ere yet the sun had fled, and he listened long to the blackbird's song in the beech trees overhead. The sky was fair, and the evening air was moist with the falling dew, when hark on the breeze through the leafy trees came the call of the blithe cuckoo. The old man stood in a pondering mood, and his eyes grew dim with tears, for his time had flown, he was left alone at 84 years. He bowed his head in a prayer, he said, as he thought of the years that flew, since a child he had played in the headland shade and mimicked the blithe cuckoo. He turned to go, and his step was slow, as he sought his humble bed, and he bore no frown as he laid him down to rest his weary head. His eyes did close, but he never rose, for in tears he bid adieu to the path he had made in the headland shade and mimicked the blithe cuckoo. So that was a blithe cuckoo, memory of Mr. Holmes. Another old person from home, a lot older than Archie. There's a story that a friend of mine came across when he was traveling down the South Island around the Buller Gorge, and he came across the story of a woman from Dublin called Biddy Buller, who came over to work in the rivers to pan in for gold around in the 1860s. And she was famous for being about 5'2" with no teeth and working harder than anybody down there. And there wouldn't have been too many women working panning for gold in those days. She traveled with two men. She never married. And there's a great photograph of her. If you look her up, she's got a pipe that's nearly as big as her fist. Now, Noel wrote a song about Biddy Buller. And myself and a friend of mine, Alan Norman, did a recording of it a little while ago. So the next song is myself. Might as well play something that I sing, and my good friend Alan Norman on the accordion, and this is called Biddy Buller.
Biddy Buller hoisted to sail with a couple of cronies, oh, headed for the golden streams of Aotearoa. All was kept a welcome bell and not convention through her head, up to tiller wagons, dead tongues, Victoriana. Ankle deep in wintry water, searching colored fine, she often led the bottle slot of dreams she had in mind. Drinking whiskey through the pannon, rocking cradle croak expanding, pissing down the drain next morn, Our Lady of the Glister. Fantas dancing on the wing, listening to the two sing, no one put a wedding ring on Biddy Buller's finger. Thank you. Karatiri, swift and deep, scatter nuggets at your feet. Make a claim down Deep Gorge Creek where the sun it seldom shines. Turning heads you never knew, cast a friendly eye at few. Bacon and Dabra will get you through in this trembling land. Fanta's dancing on the wing, listen to the two sing. Don't put a wedding ring on Billy Buller's finger. Days are glistening in middle distant eyes. Tobacco leaf instead of shade to eat and satisfy. In your head with memories like mornings in the sun. Wrap yourself well up in dreams, they'll keep you safe and warm. Fantails dancing on the wing, listen to the two sing. Don't put a wedding ring on Diddy Bullard's finger. Fantails dancing on the wing, listen to the two sing. Don't put a wedding ring on Biddy Buller's finger. Biddy Buller hoisted sail with a couple of cronies home, headed for the golden streams of Aotearoa.
So that was sung by Mr. Noel Lennon, who hails from Donegal, wonderful mandolin and low whistle player. Just came across that poem that I just read out to you. There's a little thing at the end of it, which I'll just read to you. And it goes like this. There was an old man who had a wooden leg. He wouldn't buy tobacco, but tobacco he was beg. Said he to another man, give me a chew. Said the other old man, I'd be damned if I do. Save up all your money and you won't be on the rocks. And you'll always have tobacco in your old tobacco box. Although written quite a while ago. The next track I was going to share with you is in recognition of next Wednesday, May the 5th, is the 40th anniversary of the death of Bobby Sands and the May's prison protests and hunger strikes. So I thought, whatever your political views on the issue, it was a moment in history that deserves acknowledgement. So this is a song by Bobby Sands, Back Home in Derry, and this is Christy Moore doing it.
In 1803 we sailed out to sea, out from the sweet town of Derry. For Australia bound, if we didn't all drown, the marks of our feathers we carried. In the rusty iron chains we cried for our wains, our good women we left in sorrow. As the mainsails unfurled, our curses we hurled on the English and thoughts of tomorrow. At the mouth of the foil, bid farewell to the soil, as down below decks we were lying. O'Doherty screamed, walking out of a dream, by a vision aboard Robert Day. The sun burned cruel as we dished out the gruel, Dan O'Connor was down with a fever. 60 rebels today, bound for Botany Bay, how many will reach their receiver? To hell as our bow fought the swell, our ship danced like a moth in the firelight. White horses rode high as the devil passed by, taking souls to Hades by twilight.
5 weeks out to sea, we were now 43. We buried our comrades each morning. In our own slime, we were lost in the time. Endless night without dawn. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Van Diemen's Land is a hell for a man to end out his whole life in slavery. But the climate is raw and the gun makes the law. Neither wind nor rain care for bravery. 20 years have gone by, I've ended my bond. But comrades go swap behind me. A rebel I came, I'm still the same, and the cold winds of the night you will find me. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry. Oh, I wish I was back home in Derry.
So that was Back Home in Derry by Christian Moore, Bobby Sands' song. So that's pretty much it from me. Thanks. I hope you enjoyed the show. I hope you enjoyed some of the music. It kind of pushes my buttons. Thanks to Cuiva Sullivan for engineering the show. Thanks to Alice for asking me along. Thanks to all our sponsors, and happy listening. We're going to leave you with, my uncle was a singer. He used to sing this song. It's called The Putchin Song, or Stick to the Crater. This is a recording, an old black and white recording, I think from the late 1960s, of a fella singing this song called Stick to the Crater, which is, just goes to show that the Irish invented rap music. So we'll love and leave you Slongra Foil. Gorv Míle Maggot, and have a great week.
Like your quacks and newspaper, they cut in their capers about curing the vapor that scratched the gout. With their powders and potions, their sands and lotions, a phone in their notions, their mighty put on. Would you know the truth is it's a bother pathetic and pitch to the devil, cramp, colic and spleen. You'll find it, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a glass of poutine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what botheration, oh, dose in the nation can give consolation like whiskey, me boys. Come guess me this riddle, what be pipe and fiddles, what stronger than mustard or milder than cream? What best with your whistle, what's clearer than crystal, sweeter than honey and stronger than steam? What will make the dumb talk, what will make the lame walk, what's the elixir of life and philosopher's stone? And what helped Mr. Brunel to ding the Thames Tunnel? Sure wasn't it whiskey from a whole Dinny shore?
Why don't you drink it yourself?
Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, I'd not wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of whiskey, me boy.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Thanks to the generosity of our sponsors, we couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, Hutt Valley Irish Society and Butler's Chocolates. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That programme was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.